Your inspiration, like, you know, I don't know, from going to the little Cayman Island, did you like get any of the pictures, or is there something from that trip that you're going to paint something from that you're inspired?
You know what, actually, what I thought about more than anything, that moment when we were following Peter Hillenbrand, and he said, he made us all stop. And instead of looking ahead for something bigger or something more amazing, he told us all just look below us. And each one of those little coral heads has kind of a village, like a little village in Indiana, you know, just a little microcosm of different creatures. And then when I stopped, I looked down and I counted 37 different animals in a tiny little space. And that's where they live. And I just thought, and it was amazing. So I think I'm going to do some small pieces with just a grouping of just interesting creatures to remind myself of that.
No, it is neat. And he also, too, was just, it was neat that we got to spend some time with Peter in the water, because he would actually, like, pick up the starfish and let you hold them. And
right.
Then he'd take the time to put it back right where it was. And but he did
Absolutely.
Say that. And watching those little fish, too, they are so interesting. They are really interesting. And they're so colorful,
yeah.
Like bright blue and yellow. And it amazed me how many different colors and varieties of fish there are. It's just constant.
Absolutely. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. So for me, it's just unlimited supply of, you know, imagination to throw on paper. And it's good to, you know, it's good to, for me, when I do my pieces, it's nice to share them with people that don't get to the tropics and don't get to see it, but can appreciate it anyway. So it's pretty nice. The latest experience I had, I took some friends down to the beach, and we helped unearth a loggerhead turtle nest that had hatched, and they just wanted to make sure there weren't any baby turtles in the hole. And we found 32 live turtles, little tiny baby loggerhead turtles that were trying to get out to run down the beach and get in the water.
They are cute.
That was
the,
they're adorable.
I seen your post of them, like the little tiny babies in the sand. I was like, oh my gosh, those are so cute. How big do they get, like when they grow up?
They get the size of humans, like 6 feet long, 7 feet long. They're huge. They're giant turtles in the end. But only one in 1,000 ever makes it to adulthood. They get picked off by birds or crabs or dogs or, you know, any kind of creature in the sea because they're so tiny. But their will to survive is amazing. I mean, these little things were about 1.5 feet below the surface of the sand. And 70 of them had already hatched and crawled out, and these last 32 were still down there. And it was amazing. I mean, as soon as you got them up into the surface, they just started moving their little flippers and heading for the water. It was pretty neat.